Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 224. Here's the extracted text from the image. He said he went back, and he did go back, led us back, and told about taking up the body, how he brought it up on his shoulder, and then, in front of a little kind of impression on the wall, he said he dropped it. And he indicated the place, and then he come up and told Mr. Frank about it, that he would have to come and help him or something like that. And that Mr. Frank came back and took the feet. I believe, he said. And he took the head, and they brought the body up to the elevator and put it on the elevator. He was enacting this all the time and talking all the time. He described how the body was put on the elevator, and he said Mr. Frank run the elevator down. And he went down on the elevator. On this trip, he went down in the elevator to the basement, and he said Mr. Frank helped to take the body out, and they dropped it there, and Mr. Frank told him to take it up and carry it back. And he put the body on his shoulder and carried it back to this sawdust, which is away back here, and that he came on back. And he said there was some things in here which he threw on this trash pile, and Mr. Frank, he said, was up in the cubbyhole. He said, somewhere back there. And later he led us up there, and that Mr. Frank told him to run the elevator up. So Conley and the officers and the rest of us who were there came up on the elevator. And when they got to the first floor, just before getting to the first floor, he said this was where Mr. Frank got on the elevator. Mr. Frank was waiting there for him. Then they brought the elevator on up to the second floor, and he had them to stop the elevator. Just, I suppose, a foot or a little more below the landing. And he said Mr. Frank jumped off when the elevator was about that point. And after getting up, he said Mr. Frank went around the elevator to a sink that he showed us back of the elevator to wash his hands, and he waited out in front, and he said he shut off the power while Mr. Frank was gone around there. And when Mr. Frank came back, they went in the office, and he led us on in the office through, there is an outer office there, and he came in this way and come through in this office back here, this inner office, and he indicated Mr. Frank's desk and a desk right behind it. I presume this is the